Arizona isn't just in our name. It's our home, too. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona is taking action for better health right here in Pima County. We're mobilizing resources to help make a difference in critical health issues, and we're offering new health plans for individuals and families in 2019. It all adds up to a healthier you, healthier community, a healthier Pima County. Here to protect what matters most, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. Live fearless.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
And that is Adam Zagoria. Adam is out there in New York covering the college basketball federal court trial. Adam, thank you so much for joining us on this busy day.
Sure, it's been a crazy day here in New York. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Adam, you say a crazy day. You know, you've been covering college basketball and sports for quite a while. How do you digest all of this that's going on?
Well, I mean, it was a surprising verdict, I think, for a lot of us. I mean, I think most of us in the media were surprised. I personally thought the government didn't necessarily prove these guys had an intent to defraud the universities. So I personally thought the defendants were going to get off, and I think some of my colleagues in the media thought the same. And, you know, the jury came in and read guilty verdicts on all seven counts. And, you know, now we have to wait for sentencing until March. I think these guys face 2 to 4 years in jail or something like that. And this obviously could have an effect on the two future trials coming up with the coaches like Book Richardson and Chuck Person. You know, those guys may want to plea out now, or if they can, you know, somehow get away with a misdemeanor, maybe plea to that, but it'll obviously have repercussions for them. And also going forward, that, you know, the NCAA is going to have to, you know, take action against the universities involved.
Mm-hmm. And you say, you know, a big reason why these guys were found guilty and the universities were these victims, putting yourself into their shoes, how do you think that the universities were victims? Because we were talking about in the last segment, well, if the universities were victims and they didn't know about it, well, you have a guy like Bill Self and Rick Pitino who were in court, according to these guys, that they were found, they knew about everything. Aren't these guys a part of the universities? So I just don't know what to think about all of this.
Yeah, it's a pretty confusing argument. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't consider myself to be a dumb guy, and it took me, you know, 1 or 2 days at the beginning of the trial to really understand what the government's argument was. And I think most people are kind of in that similar, you know, vein. You know, the government is arguing that the universities were defrauded, and they're arguing that basically Bill Self and Rick Pitino and the coaches, you know, were not acting on behalf of the universities, and that they're separate from the universities, you know, and that the universities basically lost out by signing guys like Billy Preston and Brian Bowen after they had taken money. And if, you know, from the defense's perspective, the Adidas guys like Jim Gatto and these guys, to them, Rick Pitino, Bill Self, these guys were the universities. They were the arm of Kansas or Louisville that they were dealing with, and they thought they were helping the schools. They thought, you know, the coaches wanted these kind of players, and you know, it's a little unclear exactly how much Rick Pitino and Bill Self knew. They probably had some plausible deniability, but you know, these guys are thanking Adidas executives like Jim Gatto. They're not thanking them because they like their uniforms. They're thanking them because they helped them get players.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the jury felt that the government proved these guys intended to defraud the universities, and you know, we'll go from here.
And how does this trial set the tone for the two upcoming trials in the future?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, I've talked to a couple lawyers. You know, several of the lawyers representing the coaches were kind of around the trial watching it. And they said at the beginning of the trial, you know, if the government wins, you might see the coaches kind of plea out and, you know, try to get deals done to make pleas. You know, one guy told me if he could get a misdemeanor, he'd take it, because obviously they're worried that the, you know, the government has the upper hand now. I mean, obviously, it'll be a different jury for the future. There's one trial in February, then there's one in April. They'll have different juries. But I think that you'll probably see, you know, some of these coaches try to, you know, make plea deals now. And like I said, it gives the power to the this government and also to the NCAA that, you know, people are going to want them to go in and try to clean this stuff up.
And also, you know, this also affects the families of all parties involved. You were there to see the reactions from these families. What did you see?
Yeah, it was pretty much, you know, stunned silence in the courtroom when it was a male four-person on the jury who read all the counts, and everybody was kind of stunned. Christian Dawkins' father, Lou Dawkins, was crying. You know, is, you know, these guys have had their families there for 3 weeks. Christian Dawkins' parents, his father's a big coach in Michigan. He was crying. His family kind of declined comment outside the courtroom or outside the building. And, you know, Merle Coates' father was his attorney, and Jim Gatto had his parents there. His parents are kind of elderly, and had his wife. So, you know, I'm sure it's a real tough time for all those families.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, and they're going to say, they've said all along, especially Jim Gatto, that, you know, this guy was a middle manager at Adidas. He wasn't just doing this on his own.
Yeah.
You know, his attorneys argued the higher-ups at Adidas knew about this, and that, you know, this goes on at Nike and Under Armour as well. So I think in the future you'll see probably some more stuff come out, whether in civil cases or whatever, about the higher-ups at Adidas. And, you know, maybe it'll trickle over into Nike and Under Armour as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, how does this change college basketball? Because, you know, while this is all relatively new, everybody at the same time knew some kind of shadiness was going on between getting these players into universities. So does this alter college basketball at all?
Well, I mean, I think, look, already today, you know, you've seen Kansas. Bill Self has given at least one press conference today, and he's supposed to give another one tonight. They said they're going to sit Silvio D'Souza, who's, you know, Guardian allegedly took $2,500 from TJ Gasnola, an Adidas consultant. So they're going to sit Silvio D'Souza. You know, I think there's a real question on whether he'll play for Kansas ever again. You know, NC State, you had Gasnola get up there and say he handed Orlando Early, a former assistant at NC State, $40,000 for the family of Dennis Smith. Gasnola testified he gave Billy Preston's family, you know, $89,000. Brian Bowen's dad got up there and said he'd been basically taking money since his son was 15 years old from multiple Nike and Adidas AAU teams and different Adidas people. So, you know, I've been covering college basketball 20 years, and we all sort of knew this was going on.
Yeah.
But it's just really, it's really kind of shocking and stunning to hear people just matter-of-factly say, you know, hey, I put $7,000 in an envelope and in a magazine and gave it to so-and-so, or I mailed $30,000 to so-and-so's mother. And, you know, it's pretty stunning to hear all that.
And do you think that this new G League plan of offering these high-profile recruits $125,000, do you think that could possibly help out all of the stuff that's been going on, all the corruption in college basketball?
I don't really know if that's going to solve things. I mean, I think you'll have some players maybe who aren't, you know, academically oriented. I mean, not every kid belongs in college. And some kids, like maybe a Darius Baisley type of guy, will go that G League route in the future. But I think, you know, the top 5 or 10 or 20 kids in every class still want to go to college. They want to play in the NCAA tournament. They want to play in March Madness for a year and then go to the NBA. So,
yeah.
You know, how this is all going to get cleaned up here, you know, I don't really know. I don't think the G League thing will solve it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we haven't heard about the Nike and the Under Armour schools. I mean, these are just 3 guys that had their phones wiretapped. Imagine if, you know, 50 or 60 people or coaches had their phones wiretapped. I'm sure there'd be a lot more we'd know about.
Mm-hmm. And I know the official verdict for the Adidas trial, it isn't until March 5th, and then, of course, the other trials aren't until later on. So, I mean, what are the next steps for you, Adam? Do you just kind of hold your breath and wait until the trials in a couple of months or in a few months?
Yeah, I mean, sorry. I think, you know, I'll just start covering the college basketball season. You know, Big East, we have Big East Media Day here in New York tomorrow. We have the Champions Classic November 6th with Kentucky and Kansas and Duke. And I think this will kind of hang over the season just like it did last year. And, you know, people will get into the games and stuff. But, you know, when you have schools like, you know, Kansas and Louisville and other big-time schools like that involved, it's going to be an ongoing question. Mm-hmm. I mean, several Louisville columnists have openly talked about a potential death penalty down there because, you know, allegedly Kenny Johnson paid Brian Bowen's father money after Louisville was already on probation. So I think there'll be, you know, a lot of questions going forward. And then you'll have the other trials, one in February during the season and one in April 2 weeks after the Final Four. So it's not going away.
Again, that is Adam Zagori. He was covering the federal court trial out there in New York. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam Zagoria, or you can check out all of his content on Tucson.com and Zagsblog.com. Adam, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate having you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, Pima Federal Credit Union. Pima Federal Credit Union is always looking for ways to save their members time and money, which is why they offer completely free checking with convenient options for banking on the go. Manage your accounts online, access over 55,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide, and easily deposit checks from your phone with their mobile app. Visit www.pimafederal.org to learn about the many ways their members save. Pima Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.